Lord Vader? Do you want to kill some rebels? Come on, let's go and play. We never get to any more. Let's win this war before they get away. We used to blast whole planets, but now we don't. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to kill some rebels? I really, really hate those rebels.
Go away.
I hope they die.
Initialize sequence.
Check out my podcast on SoundCloud. It's sick. It's sick, sick. Oh, and I'm sorry we destroyed your city.
Jarvis, drop my needle.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
You are not a Jedi.
Like a radical Muslim on Tatooine, we're here once again this week to blow up your eardrums. Huh?
Oh.
Too soon?
No.
Okay. Once again, boys and girls, welcome back to the Imperial Jamboree. See, I got me all flustered. I thought my joke was good, and then just...
I'm flat, sorry.
Dead. The Justin Bieber roast is on right now. I suppose I could go watch it and get steal some new material. Anyway, greatest man who'll ever live, Jack Lambert, and with me as always is...
Butter Nugget, a.k.a. Mitch.
Yep. I got your song queued up. There we go. Look at there.
Oh, yeah, I could have done it.
I didn't know you had it.
I've always had
you
it.
Rip it out of your own show?
Yes.
Butter Nugget. Butter Nugget.
It's Mitch.
Butter Nugget. Butter Nugget.
It's Mitch.
So we had such a good time with him last time he was here. What the hell is... That's creepy, man.
I've never heard the children laughing at the end of that. It makes a whole new meaning to that.
That's creepy, dude. Anyway, spoke before his introduction again, ladies and gentlemen. Quite possibly the Imperial Jamboree's number one fan, Mr. Matt DeLong. See, we don't have to clap ourselves anymore.
Woohoo.
So Matt keeps sending me this picture of Spider-Man balloon. And long story short, it looks like he's got a big cock. You should probably post it to our Facebook so people know what we're talking about. But don't do it tonight. Wait till the show drops. So his original conversation with me was, who will blow... No, the meme actually says, so who's going to blow the balloon up? To which I automatically said Mitch.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. So no. Now we're on a quest to find one on eBay and actually video you. Blowing Spider-Man up.
Oh, that's sad.
That'll be
it's
our first.
Find that it is you who are mistaken.
That'll be our first YouTube thing. Mitch is full of helium. Have you heard him talk?
I'm just full of hot air, not helium.
Helium.
Yeah, the balloon will still float.
I don't talk like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I agree with Matt. The balloon will still float.
Thanks, Matt. You're very helpful.
So what's up, man? It's been a couple weeks since you've been on the show. What's been going on? Anything exciting?
It's still snowing.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your Han Solo parka selfie today. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
When do you buy a Tauntaun?
I'm not pleased. A Tauntaun would certainly keep me warmer. but, yeah, I am back home again, and, snow sucks.
So you're stranded?
I'm stranded here for another 2 weeks before I hit the road again.
Yeah, but you're, like, cabin fevered and locked in your house, or are you making it to work?
No. We're making it to work.
Oh, okay, good.
It's just a nuisance now that it's been 20 degrees and it's supposed to be spring.
Yeah. It was 70-something here in sunny Florida today, which was cold.
You're number one.
I had a hoodie on last night, if it makes you feel any better.
I can't leave the house without a hoodie now.
Going to the grocery store, I totally put a hoodie on. So, Mitch, what have you been up to?
Not much. I've been laying back, chilling. I wanted to go see a movie. It's just nothing really interesting out.
What do you want to see?
I thought about Cinderella at once.
I thought you saw Cinderella.
I saw the preview.
Oh, well, everybody saw the preview.
Yeah.
My mom went and saw it with my daughter in Virginia, and I asked her how it was, and they liked it. And then I asked her how the Frozen short was, and she told me that was good, too. So
I didn't know there was a Frozen short.
Yeah, Frozen forever, ever, ever, ever.
Now that's the new event this at Disney for summer again.
Yep, probably.
Mitch, I want to go back. There are lots of good movies playing right now. There is a SpongeBob movie out, which is right up your alley.
No.
And there's the new Jim Parsons movie that's playing right now that I heard is fantastic.
Who?
Jim Parsons, the guy who plays Sheldon on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I never got into that show.
It's way over his head.
He's in a new movie called Home, I believe. Mm. And that was supposed to be really, really good.
So, movies aside, I don't know why this just popped into my head, but I have been watching Breaking Bad, which is going to make that guy happy. But a couple of weeks ago, I think, you asked me about binge-watching TV, and I told you I don't do it.
Yeah.
I have now learned that I can't do it.
Really?
No. I get bored with shit when I watch it over and over and over and over again. Breaking Bad, I'm right at the end of the third season, and it's still stellar. I'm still really enjoying it. It's just like, I need a change.
Yeah.
It's like you can only eat so many green M&Ms before you're like, fuck, I want a blue one! And then you just have to have a blue one. So that's where I'm at. So I found out, definitively, yes, I cannot binge watch stuff. I get bored.
I'm sort of like that, unless the storyline is actually interesting, and I do pay attention. But lately, I've been watching Netflix of Japanese anime, and like this is some of the stupidest stuff. And so every now and then, I'll just watch it and then get bored of it, and it'll still be playing, and Netflix goes from one episode to the next on its own.
Yep.
So I'll just be on my laptop and realize, oh, I'm three episodes through. So that's closest to binging for me.
How about you, Matt? Do you binge watch?
Oh, I absolutely binge watch, but I'm out of the house for 12 hours a day. So, you know, I don't watch every day. I'll sit down and watch three or four episodes of something before I pass out.
Yeah, I suppose if I had a commute or something like you do, or had it on as background music at work like my wife does, it might be okay. But I can't sit there and devote that much time and attention to one thing. I guess that's where my ADD kicks in. After like 20-some hours of Breaking Bad, my ADD says, watch something else, bitch. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
You've been watching way too much Breaking Bad if you're calling everybody bitch now,
yeah.
Too.
Answering the phone with yo. I've always done that, though. So, anyway, my flat joke at the beginning was because the only bit of Star Wars news that has come out in like weeks, because they're still keeping everything very much under wraps. I'm assuming once Star Wars Celebration happens that there will be more information just leaking out.
Yeah.
But apparently CNN had a story a couple weeks ago or a week ago that ISIS, the radical terrorist group, has taken over Tunisia to include where they filmed and still have the sets for Tatooine.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but then I'm like, oh, that sucks. Now I can't ever go see it. Because it's being overtaken by a sand dune anyway, so
yeah.
Chances of me seeing it are like slim to none at this point, because that sand dune's going to overtake it. So now the story goes, though, that the Tunisian government, who uses this thing as a huge tourism capital, has come out and said, whoa, 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 whoa. There's no terrorist here. You guys have no clue what you're talking about. So that's happening, but the reason there are no terrorists there is because in the story I read, the Tunisians have 1,500 armed guards patrolling the Star Wars set so that people can come. So there's terrorists there, but they're not necessarily at Star Wars. They're totally in Tunisia and totally in Tatooine, which is really what the place is called. That's not just the Star Wars lore. But they got 1,500 fucking guys with, like, Uzis and shit standing there just ready to shoot on sight if you're not wearing a Jedi robe.
I think this is just a someone saw something and said, oh, there must be terrorists here. And they're, just kind of getting ready to insurge in or something like that.
Well, they said it because apparently ISIS is using the Tunisian-Libya border to, like, cross, and they have actually caught some people either trying to defect and join ISIS or trying to come into Tunisia. So they are definitely using that route and that border. But as far as where Star Wars was filmed, they're saying, no, we are fine over here. Come see Luke's igloo. Come see the Lars homestead.
Yeah.
So if you decide to go, which it was definitely on my bucket list, be careful, is the moral of the story.
Well, going anywhere over there, be careful.
Yeah. Matt, you awake over there?
Yeah, I'm here. We've actually got a little bit more Star Wars news. A company called Square Enix that makes action figures has released redesigned Star Wars villains. So they have a new Stormtrooper, a new Boba Fett, and a new Darth Vader that's completely reimagined. They're high-end action figures. They cost about $100. And they have, I believe it's 14 points of articulation.
With Kung Fu grip.
I think they're going to get a lot of backlash. I just sent you guys the pictures of the new Stormtrooper, and it looks like a Stormtrooper fucked something from Alien.
Now I'm intrigued.
It is intriguing. It's certainly worth looking at. I don't think that they're going to catch, though. It's a little too much of a departure for me from...
No. It looks like a Stormtrooper fucked RoboCop, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Or is that Vader? Like, the first picture on the screen there.
The first one is Stormtrooper, and then you click down the bottom. We'll have to put these up on the page.
Yeah.
That first one actually looked a little bit more Predator.
Yeah, maybe that's what I was going for. Predator, Alien, we're in the right ballpark. Yeah.
I think it's RoboCop, for sure. I don't know, maybe it's the metallic color, the gray color, but I think it's RoboCop. Yeah, we'll put these up. So everybody can see him once the episode drops. You will have homework for this episode. You will see the cock Spider-Man balloon, and you will see fucked up Star Wars action figures.
But Vader actually looks pretty fucking cool.
So you don't think these will catch on?
Just
as like a novelty type of, hey, look what I got.
With that Predator look, I don't know. But the Vader is actually very cool looking. I think that they'll sell more of him than they will of anything else.
Yeah, we're getting ready to hit a few conventions, so I'll let you know if I see any prototypes or anything, because some of the conventions we go to definitely have, like, Sideshow Collectibles and things like that there, and they bring their prototypes. The Boba Fett's pretty cool. We're just wasting airtime. This is like when you listen to a comedy album and the comedian makes a face, and you're like, what? What's he doing?
Well... are we going to get back to TV and movies?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Let's talk TV. You want to talk TV?
Yeah, let's do that.
Talk TV.
You mentioned earlier about a story that IGN was doing.
Yeah, it's not really a story per se. Let me see. I got it up here.
More of a here's the facts.
Yeah, it's what they're calling the endangered series list, which is shows that are on the bubble of being canceled. A few of them we definitely have seen. And then there are also shows that have been canceled, which are not really a huge surprise because some of them, like Parks and Recreation, have had their final episode. So I don't know why that would be considered newsworthy. And then things that are up for renewal. Bones is one of them that's up for renewal.
Bones has been out here for a long time, too.
Yeah, I liked it at the beginning because that was David Boreanaz's next thing after Angel, and I was a huge Buffy Angel fan, so I watched it just because I was curious where his career would take him and if he could play another character other than Angel, because he played Angel for so long. And it hooked me for about 2 seasons, and then it just fell into the same old formula of all those other cop-type detective CSI Law & Order SVU-type shows, so I gave up. My wife loves it. She still watches it, so... Constantine is up for renewal, which didn't you say you watched an episode of that?
Yeah, I did one, but I really didn't get into it.
Oh, I thought you said that you liked it and you were going to...
There was something interesting about it, But the time window that it was always playing, I was never really home or wasn't interested in it at that time.
Right. It's saying that NBC is probably not going to bring it back, but that Sci-Fi is interested in it, and they may be picking it up. Which is weird, because they're owned by the same parent company. So it's like, hey, we're just going to move this show here. Instead of here, you can watch it here.
It seems more like a Sci-Fi channel program versus an ABC.
Right. Speaking of CSI, CSI is apparently going away. Chances for renewal are low. And also CSI Cyber, which I'm assuming is something about sexual predators via SVU, is also going away.
I mean, how many times can you do the same thing over and over again?
People watch it. So here's one that's very heartbreaking for me. Gallivant. Chances for renewal are low.
What?
Yeah. It says, this mid-season comedy was certainly not your standard fare, but the musical period piece's low numbers mean it's going to be a one-season cult series with some big fans.
Well, I guess not everyone likes musicals.
Well, what's funny is it felt like the last episode was rushed and changed so that they could squeeze a second season out of it. Just had that feel to it. It felt like we're going towards an end, and oh, look, people like it, so now we're going to throw these scenes together that'll leave a cliffhanger, and there it is. And
yeah, the editing looked off. So. Yeah.
Did you watch that at all, Matt?
I didn't see it. I followed it from the podcast, though, and you know, the music sounded interesting, it sounded fun, but I don't think it's gonna hit mainstream enough to keep an audience.
Yeah,
at least not with a major network.
Yeah. iZombie, which I think just started, and I've read some really good things about it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. The chances for renewal on that are high, so that's definitely coming.
That's the one where she like eats the brain and then sees these visions, isn't it?
I have no idea. It says, the write-up says, CW renewing so many shows early makes things trickier, especially given the network only have 10 hours of programming a week to fill, but the early numbers on this DC Vertigo comic adaptation, I did not know that, are promising, and Liv will likely have more brains to chow on next season. CW is all about DC. They've got Flash, they've got Arrow. Gotham is on Fox, but those are all DC properties because we all know ABC is going to have Marvel since ABC is owned by Disney, as is Marvel.
You think Gotham's really that popular?
Gotham is stupid popular. I couldn't get into it, but everybody knows I'm not a huge Bat fan, so I couldn't get into it, but that I know people that love it.
I'm not getting it because it's like they keep throwing in more and more known villains, and it's like, well, you're going to run out of villains soon.
Yeah, there's a wealth of villains. So another one that's kind of heartbreaking, and this one actually has a chances for renewal at 50-50, is Marvel's Agent Carter.
I don't see that didn't seem to end with anything to run into a new season with.
Yeah, I really liked it. And what's funny is the write-up says, there's a lot of critical and fan love for this Marvel series, but its ratings were lower than S.H.I.E.L.D. And then in parentheses, it's got itself not a blockbuster. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s numbers are starting to dwindle, too, which makes sense. I gave up on it. I haven't watched any of Season 2. I think I watched the premiere.
Yeah.
And then nothing else.
It's pretty much the same here.
Yeah. That's really it on that list. Let's see. The things... I'm not going to go over the things that have already been canceled.
You know, there's one here that we probably never talked about, which was Last Man Standing, which is Tim Allen.
Yeah, I've heard that was good, actually. I think it's on Netflix now already, too.
Yeah, and I saw the one episode which had the mother from Tool Time, or what's that show? Home Improvement, yeah. And they brought the mother character back as a neighbor. And his other neighbor was doing basically what they were doing for that entire show. And I'm like, I really actually miss Home Improvement. And, you know,
it's on all over the place. You can watch it at any given moment in syndication.
Well, it's funny because when they did the episode, it's like I'm watching another Home Improvement episode. You know, it's just tables are turned.
Right. So these things are safe for next season. So if you're a fan of any of these shows, you can definitely check them out. The Amazing Race. Renewal expected. America's Funniest Home Videos. Who the fuck still watches America's Funniest Home Videos? Isn't that why YouTube was invented?
Yeah, there's so many freaking shows now that do all this crap. You got Tosh.0 himself does all that shit.
All right. America's Next Top Model, your favorite show, Mitch, is coming back. You'll be happy about that. American Idol. Does anybody still care about American Idol?
No.
Apparently they do. That's coming back. Arrow, which we mentioned earlier, which I have not seen. The Bachelor, another one of Mitch's favorite shows. Beauty and the Beast, The Big Bang Theory, Biggest Loser, Blackish. I'm not going to read the whole list. Bob's Burgers. Why do they keep renewing Bob's Burgers?
I don't know, but did you see that video I put on?
Yes. Do you watch Bob's Burgers, Matt?
No, I don't watch Bob's Burgers, although it keeps telling me on Netflix that I want to watch it.
You don't want to watch it. It's not good.
It's annoying voices and stupid antics.
And now that the Animation Domination thing has gone away, and it's pretty much just those three shows because they've put Brooklyn Nine-Nine in the middle of it.
They've moved to Fox channel, the FX channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, it's still on Fox itself, like the network, not the cable division of it. They don't do the Animation Domination on Sundays anymore, but I really think that helped Bob's Burgers because they stuck it in between, like, Simpsons and Family Guy.
Yes.
So Simpsons is ridiculously popular. Family Guy is ridiculously popular. Let's just leave it on. Watch Bob's Burgers, whatever.
It was a time filler.
Yeah.
Because they don't move Family Guy. He's always in the same spot.
Yeah, speaking of, Family Guy was officially renewed, so you'll get another season with the Griffin Clan. Gotham officially renewed, so that's coming back if you're into that. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Interestingly enough, it says renewal expected. So we haven't signed on the dotted line yet, but it's coming back. I mean, people will get excited about Age of Ultron, and they'll want to see more, especially since there's not a whole lot going on as far as Marvel movies next year. This year we get Ant-Man and Ultron. And then next month we get the Daredevil series on Netflix. So people will want to see it. Plus, it's an ABC-produced show. So they don't really have to pay anybody. They can kind of do what they want to, throw money at it, not throw money at it, whatever. So it'll be back.
Do we know if The Flash is really any good?
I have heard that it is, but I just can't bring myself to watch DC material.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I've heard good things. The Simpsons is officially renewed. Sleepy Hollow is officially renewed. Supernatural, which has been on for fucking ever, too, is officially renewed.
Yeah, it's like...
And The Voice. There you go.
Yes.
And
yes.
Speaking of things that have been on forever, Law & Order SVU is officially renewed.
Yeah.
I don't know how many seasons that's been on for, but they finally decided to put 2.5 Men to rest.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Once Charlie Sheen left that, they should have known that their goose was cooked.
Tiger blood, baby.
Yeah, who cares about Ashton Kutcher? He is not at all winning.
He's not really good at scripted either.
The other one that was a little surprising to me is Glee did not get renewed.
Glee did not get renewed, and their final episode was just on. And my wife was one of those, if Glee fans have a name, Gleeks, maybe?
I thought they were Gleepers or
Gleepers.
Something.
Well, anyway, she watched the show, and she watched it religiously. I think she's seen every episode. And as she was watching the finale, I was sitting in the living room playing on the computer or my phone or something, and I told her, I said, what's funny is if you go back 5-6 years ago whenever Glee premiered, it was huge. It was everywhere. CDs were selling. They were the top on iTunes. Everybody was talking about it. And then somewhere... people just lost interest, and this not getting renewed thing just kind of slid under the radar, because if she hadn't told me, oh, this is the final episode, I never would have known. Like, no pop culture things that I read anyway, and I do read, like, Entertainment Weekly and things like that to keep up. They didn't talk about it. It's like no one cared that Glee was going away, which I thought was a bit bizarre since it was the phenomenon that it was when it first came on.
Well, I guess when the original cast started to dwindle away, it just hasn't been any good.
They're still there. That's the thing. The original cast, except for the kid who died, and he wasn't a kid. God bless that guy. Yeah. Number one, because he died, so God bless him literally. But number two, he was 38 years old. He was the same age as me playing a goddamn teenager on TV. Apparently heroin or whatever he was doing is the key to youth.
But I thought at one point, like, they all graduated, but then they came back as teachers.
They graduated. One of them came back as a teacher. They followed Rachel to New York, and in the final episode, she won like a Tony, and she was the surrogate mother for those two gay kids that are on the show, yeah. And it was weird. Well, yeah.
That's one of the problems of taking a young cast and trying to follow them through. Unless you're doing a coming-of-age story where you're doing like a Boy Meets World or a Wonder Years kind of thing, I think it's difficult to keep the theme. But if there's Glee fans out there and you want more Glee-esque stuff, Pitch Perfect 2 is coming this year, so you've got something in that same ballpark.
Yeah, I started to watch Pitch Perfect, and that was my thing. I was like, it's a Glee movie, only better.
Because Anna Kendrick is in it. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're apparently they call themselves Gleeks.
Gleeks, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I was right. Look at that. I know my fandoms, because I am one of them. Not one of those Gleeks, but a fandom person, definitely.
You guys know from the last time I was on, the thing I'm really excited about is they're bringing out an X-Files reboot now.
Yes. So I need to send you something, because there's a website that I read that I won't give a plug to right now. That actually did like a roadmap to X-Files if you've never seen it before so that you can avoid the bullshit. I need to send that over to you and let you take a look at it and see if you agree or if there's something I should watch. Because it was not on my radar when it came out. I saw the movie. Didn't they make two movies?
Yeah, and the movies dovetail into the series.
I saw the first movie. I didn't see the second one.
They happen in between seasons, and some of that information is important if you want to follow the show along. But one of the things they do that's really nice about it is they do a couple of episodes here and there that give you what they call the mythology, which is the arc of the overall show.
Right.
But then they put them in with Monster of the Week episodes. Mm-hmm. So you can randomly pick one up and watch it and not be confused or disappointed at what's going on. But the really exciting thing about this was Gillian Anderson, who played Scully, was on the Nerdist podcast, and jokingly they asked all their fans to tweet to Fox. It was hashtag X-Files 2015, and Fox perked up and listened. They got David Duchovny on board, got Gillian on board, they got Chris Carter, who's the original creator, on board. And I wouldn't be surprised if they get Vince Gilligan back, who is the creator of Breaking Bad,
right.
Who is a co-executive producer on X-Files for 40-some-odd episodes.
Is he doing anything really, with that Better Call Saul show that's on right now?
Yeah, that's his, too.
Yeah. I didn't know if he was directly involved with that or if he just, like, had a producer credit or whatever.
No, it's his project. I actually haven't had a chance to see it yet. I heard it got off to a rocky start, but it picked up after that, so...
Just like Breaking Bad. rocky start. What was I going to say? Oh, so one thing I did enjoy about the X-Files movie, though, and I've seen it once, I haven't seen it since, is when I did see it, and it was shortly after its theatrical run, when it came out on VHS, boys and girls. Google that if you don't know what it is. But when it came out on VHS, I watched it, and I felt like I still enjoyed the movie without knowing squat about the TV show. Whereas if you watch, not Firefly, what was the Firefly movie? If you watch the Firefly movie, whatever it's called, and you didn't watch Firefly, you were completely lost. Like, what the fuck is going on? And there's been some other things like that. Like, even Star Trek to a certain extent. If you didn't know the TV show, the movie was kind of weird and over your head. But with X-Files, I totally felt like... Like, I didn't have to enjoy the show to enjoy the movie, and I did enjoy the movie.
Was it Serenity? Was that
Serenity.
The Firefly movie?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, which even that, you need to know what Serenity is, and...
Not very many people know Serenity.
Right. Not the actual definition of Serenity, Mitch. What Serenity itself is.
Yeah.
It's an object. It's a noun in Firefly, so... Anyway... All right, you guys looking forward to anything on TV? I am not looking forward to anything on TV because I have cord-cutted, if that's a word, cutted. That's what my 8-year-old says. I cutted it, Daddy. So I cut my cord. And so far, I'm okay with it. But if it's not on Hulu, then I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah, but they haven't disconnected technically, so you're not fully
cord-cut. It's true. I'm not fully there, but... I'm close. I have very limited channels now.
Yes.
So I get like the first 50 channels on the dial or something. So
I don't understand how you partially cut the cord. Can you explain this to me? Is it like you're only going to put
because
the head in?
Kill my
he doesn't have his receiver.
Right, they kill my receiver, but there's still cable coming into the house that they have not killed yet.
Okay,
they will sooner or later.
They'll eventually come out here and disconnect
and disconnect something, right? So, but as of right now,
on the internet,
yeah, right. Bright House, come get your shit. But as of right now, I get the first couple of channels, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I am gonna miss some things. I'm missing NASCAR right now, but for the past 2 weeks, I've sat in the office working with NASCAR, at least the audio, the radio feed.
Yeah.
Streaming on the laptop at work, so there's that. And then this weekend, I didn't see it at all.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, is some of these shows, you can just watch clips on YouTube and piece them together, and voila.
Right. Yeah, the NASCAR streaming is ridiculously expensive, but, like, the week after the race, they post the entire race on YouTube and on NASCAR.com.
Yeah.
So you can watch the highlights on YouTube of the important shit, and then if you want to go back and watch the entire race.
But by a week, everyone already knows about that shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, sporting events are kind of lame once you know the outcome.
Yeah.
But, and especially with NASCAR, once you've seen the highlight reel, there's really nothing to watch. But my kids, for years, have called it NapCar, because I always turn it on and fall asleep. So I will totally put it on YouTube and put it on in the background and sleep to it. Because the only laps that matter are the last one. So that's a good four-hour nap before they get to the last lap, and hey, it's over. Look at that. Who won?
I always turn the DVR on, but you don't have one.
You can get a digital antenna, too. You can, you know, catch most of the major network channels. I tried getting one, but I live in a valley, and I picked up about 3 channels, so it wasn't really worth the investment for me.
I actually think my TV has one built in, because I did the search, and it was finding over-the-air channels, even without the cable plugged in. So I don't know if I got a built-in thing, or...
Sweet.
I don't know. It's a new TV. I've had it less than a year, so it totally could. What are you grinning about over there?
Nothing.
Giggles McGee.
Nothing, but we do need to move on a little bit.
All right. Well, I was going to finish off TV by talking about The Walking Dead Season 5. Yes? 5 finale, which happened last night, but Matt hasn't watched it, so I don't want to spoil it for him. I'm not that guy.
It's part of the bad part about cutting the cord is you have to go just to watch things, and with my busy travel schedule, I watched 5 episodes tonight, and the finale was the one that I didn't get to.
Yeah, it I will tell you, it was very uneventful. It was good. I think it was more mid-season finale worthy than like actual season finale worthy, because they set a bunch of shit up. So just be prepared for some loose ends to be tied up, and then a whole lot more unraveled.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. You know, we talked about this the last time. The show has a sine wave shaped arc. They get into a community. The community crumbles or falls down, or they leave or get kicked out. They go back out on the road and have to find safety. Then they find another community. Except this time, the plot twist so far seems to be that Rick is sort of losing it. And the people around him might not be as bad as he is. So I'll be interested to see where they take this.
I'm staying quiet. I will tell you, Daryl and Aaron don't hook up, which made me sad. I thought they were totally going there. Thought they were, because this whole Daryl's gay thing has been going on for a while now, and now they've introduced gay characters, and not only have they introduced gay characters, but they put Daryl with these gay characters. They're like, dude, we got a motorcycle. Sweet, I'll suck your cock. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Where's
well,
the
my
porno
theory for
music?
A long time was that Daryl was banging Beth. And everybody goes, no, it's wrong. And I went, dude, they've been out there for a long time together.
Yeah, they were out there for a long time together. I think Daryl, I don't buy the whole Daryl-Carol thing, but the gay thing was just a joke. I don't think Daryl's gay. But they totally played it up. It totally looked like they were setting that shit up. So did you see the episode where Carol went to, I can only call him Porch Dick because that's what they called him on Talking Dead. It's the new chick's wife, or husband. What's his name? Pete?
Pete, yes, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, so Pete was, when they first introduced him, he was outside smoking and drinking or something, and Rick had a gun in his back, and he like looked at him and like acted like he was going to draw on him, but he didn't. So that night on Talking Dead, Chris Hardwick called him Porch Dick, which then started trending. So Porch Dick, Pete, where was I going with this? Holy shit. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So Carol goes and talks to Rick, and immediately she goes to, you're going to have to kill him. Just nothing, no rational conversation, no, you know, maybe we could lock him up, maybe we could say, hey, stop beating your wife and kids. She just goes straight to, you gotta kill him. And then Rick, without missing a beat, is like, yeah, you're right, I do gotta kill him. This, what type of rational, Mitch, if this conversation happened, you would be dead. If someone said, Mitch fucked up again, we gotta kill him. I'd be like,
I've been in your office for several of those conversations.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, you're right, we do. So thank God we're not in the zombie apocalypse, Mitch.
Oh, jeez. I say, peace out. I'll live, take care of myself.
What do you think, Matt? Is this where they're at? I mean, I don't think so. I think there is humanity left.
I think that Rick's ability to adapt to his surroundings has started to crumble. And at least that was the setup for the finale. And I started watching the finale. I got a few minutes into it. And we got back the guy from the first episode.
Morgan, yeah. He's been lurking around, though. The first episode of this season, they did a whole Marvel after the credits thing, which you had to wait for because they said, now scenes from next week. And then they pitched Talking Dead's coming on. And then, like, it acted like it was going to end and go into Talking Dead, but they showed Morgan stalking around. And then they also showed him on the train tracks at one point, sometime mid-season.
They've been teasing it. I'm disappointed we didn't get more Morgan.
Yeah, his scene was really good. If you saw that scene of the finale, that was the best the finale gets, right out of the gate. Which says a lot for next season.
I'm disappointed that that's the peak of the finale.
I thought so.
Usually The Walking Dead is known for wonderful cliffhangers and, you know, action packing, even their mid-season finale.
Nope, this one, I'll just stop talking. But the reason I do like Morgan is, I think it might have been back when I was still doing Yakking Off with Jack and Tom. Me and Tom were talking about it, and I was like, where the fuck is Morgan? What's going on with Morgan? And then he shows up in that town Stay, where he was completely nuts and setting traps and everything else, and Rick writes on his map, you know, sorry it had to turn out this way, because I always thought that Morgan was Rick's grounding point. And now that Morgan is back, if he ever meets up with Rick again, that's going to be a good situation to bring Rick's unraveling back into a nice knit ball.
This conversation bores my brain.
Shut up, Mitch, just because you don't watch it. And that's where I'm going to leave it. And if you guys saw the finale, you know what I'm talking about. You know why I'm not saying certain things, and we'll just leave it at that.
So this will be a spoiler-free cast until the next time that we talk.
Till the next time. All right, Mitch, what else you got on the hit list?
Well, I'm reading something from KSNL. I can bring it up.
Okay.
This is an Action News 7 special report.
Ooh.
Yes, apparently Saturday, Hugh Jackman put a picture up on his Twitter of him in his Wolverine outfit quoting Wolverine one last time.
One last time. Yeah, I'm kind of mixed emotion on this too. I really like Hugh Jackman as the character. Hugh Jackman has only ever played that character in movie form. I mean, obviously there's the animated versions and games and whatever, but he has only played him cinematically. And so to me, that is Wolverine. That'd be like changing Luke Skywalker all of a sudden. Like, we're going to make a Star Wars 27 and we're going to cast Lou Ferrigno as Luke. It just doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I'm at with that. Plus, I really, really, really would love to see a Wolverine Avengers crossover like they're doing with Spider-Man. And if they did that, I'd really want to see Hugh Jackman do that.
Yeah, and they're putting in some of the things I'm reading that he's not completely out. He can probably do cameos and stuff in certain things, but he doesn't have like a movie all just to himself.
They are doing Wolverine 3. Is that what they're calling it? Since it was X-Men Origins Wolverine and then The Wolverine, and now he's doing a third one that's a standalone Wolverine film, not an X-Men film, and then he's done. He's not going to be in Apocalypse, from what I understand. He's not going to be in whatever the one after Apocalypse is, and he's definitely not going to be in the MCU if that crossover ever happens. So,
not much. Sad, but I'm kind of interested too. I mean, what if they, you know, he's been around for hundreds of years, so he must have been able to change or something, so he doesn't always look the same.
That's, yeah, before either The Wolverine or Days of Futures Past came out, my wife had never seen any of them, so we watched them all back to back to back. See, I can binge watch movies, I just can't binge watch TV. It's too fucking much. But we watched them all back to back, and if you start with X-Men and move all the way through to Days of Futures Past, you can really see how much he ages.
Yeah.
If you watch them a couple of years apart, like their release dates, you know, your eyes adjust and whatever. But if you watch them back to back to back, I mean, Wolverine looks so different in the first X-Men because he's so much younger.
In his spinoff, he looks 15 different.
15 years ago or something.
Yeah, because on the first Wolverine movie, he looks different compared to when he first arrived in X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you got, Matt?
No, I was reading an article that Hugh Jackman had a vocal cord hemorrhage a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's no good. Because no joking aside, the dude is actually a beautiful singer. He's been on Broadway, and he's definitely a song and dance man, too, which is weird because he's this big, strong, you know, like macho Wolverine style guy. But then he's like, hey, I'm on Broadway. I'm hosting the Tonys.
But yeah, I can't even imagine what that must feel like. That's gotta be massively painful.
Oh yeah, for sure. It'll probably help him out with Wolverine, but it's definitely not going to help his Broadway career.
I'm pulling up that YouTube video of him.
Which one?
Please welcome to the stage Hugh Jackman as Wolverine from Wolverine the Musical.
This never gets old.
Who am I? Am I a superhero with some claws? Or just an actor searching for applause? Wolverine has all the fans, but what about me, Hugh Jackman? Who am I? I play the Wolfman, yes, it's quite the task. In X-Men Days of Future Past, there's a plug. I'm at the gym doing weights each day. Hugh has got to look buff, they say. Must I lie? I cannot eat this ice cream anymore. I need a body people can adore. I gave up junk food, that I know. I made that bargain long ago. And all my snacks and crisps, they're gone. And now this Wolverine can go on.
He's bringing this cold.
Who am I?
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Who am I? I'm Wolverine.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that never gets old. If you only saw Hugh Jackman sing in Les Mis, the movie,
yeah,
give him another shot. Because Les Mis, the movie, was not good. Not any piece of it. So, but yeah, he has also said that he wants to play Wolverine forever. So I don't know. I don't know if this is something to get us nerds talking on podcasts and, you know, get his name out there and plug. This is Wolverine 3 coming out, or if it's actually a thing. If he's done hanging up the old adamantium claws.
And not to dig up the grave too much, but he could be like Nimoy, where he that's his character.
Wow. Are you saying he's gonna die soon? We just did a beautiful tribute to Leonard Nimoy
last
week. We
just buried him.
Well, speaking of celebrity deaths, we lost Shirley Temple this week, too.
Really? I didn't hear that. Temple Black. Is she still going by Shirley Temple Black? Didn't she get involved in politics something in her later life?
Let's see. She was 85.
I think she got into politics, and I think she went by Shirley Temple Black for a long time, if not up until her death.
She was a breast cancer survivor.
No, that's good. Good for her.
She had a failed run at Congress in 1967.
Yep.
And
I want to say she was some ambassador or some very
United
diplomatic
States ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
There you go. Yep, something diplomatic.
Good on you to figure that one out.
Yes, sir. I know my Shirley Temple. Ironically, I didn't know she died, but I know that. So, anybody else die, we can just go full Hollywood Babylon mode and just do a celebrity death segment.
I'm actually trying to find stuff.
Oh, good. So speaking of... What?
He needs about an hour.
Speaking of Kevin Smith, how about Mallrats 2? Mitch, did you ever see Mallrats?
No.
Matt, did you see Mallrats?
Not in a long, long time.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to say no, and I was going to say, Jesus Christ, how are we friends? Why do we do this show together? Do your homework, geek two. Watch every Kevin Smith movie, with the exception of Jersey Girl and Cop Out.
Well, I guess I'm going to...
Next week.
I guess I'm going to have to, and probably get some episodes, too, because we're going to be going to his show.
Yeah, April. Clerks is on Netflix. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is on Netflix. Jay and Silent Bob's Groovy Cartoon Movie is on Netflix. Chasing Amy is on Netflix. I do think Jersey Girl is on Netflix.
Hey, how did Kevin Smith do on the Talking Dead show?
It was good. That's how I knew Porch Dick, because the only reason I watched Talking Dead was because Kevin Smith was on there. So, yeah, he was really good. He tried to make some jokes that Chris Hardwick was feeding him, but the guy that played Aaron was on there, who is kind of funny, too. He does impressions, which was pretty funny, because they had him do, like, different lines as different people he could do impressions of. I forgot who they were, so they weren't that good. And then the chick who plays Rick's Porch Dick's wife and Rick's new love interest was on there. So they were kind of overshadowing Kevin Smith, and I think they just threw him a bone because that was the finale night of Comic Book Man, which airs after Walking Dead. So they're like, hey, bring the fat guy on. We'll let him talk. So he was way better than when Marilyn Manson was on there. I don't know if you ever saw Marilyn Manson on Talking Dead, but YouTube it. Do yourself a favor. It's fantastic.
I did that. It was awkward.
It was fantastic. I love Marilyn Manson. If they didn't put him on there with Jack Osborne, who's like his buddy because he's Ozzy's kid, he would have totally been reined in a little bit more. But he was just cracking jokes, and he was probably drunk and or high or whatever rock stars do. So what are we waiting for, Mitch? What are you looking up?
I'm not really finding...
I feel like we're killing time so that you can look for dead people.
I'm not finding anyone of interest.
All right.
I see dead people.
They're everywhere.
Where's the...
Have you seen that meme? It's got the kid from... it was Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
And it says, I see dead people, and there's a picture of Rick Grimes underneath. It says, bitch, please.
Or one of those ones that say, that's cute. I killed my dad. That's cute.
No one of interest.
All right, let's go home.
Well, you...
Nah, I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I was going to talk about WrestleMania. I don't care. It's fine. I'll save that for another time.
You're sad.
Are you going to talk about more shows that haven't aired yet that we won't be able to talk about for a year?
More shows? No. That show did air. And if you do watch it, my wife is all over that shit. And then I'm also on it from when I walked down there with her. But I was standing out of, like, the spotlighted area, or spotlit area, so I'm kind of in the shadows. I'm like fucking Batman to her Harley Quinn or whatever, because she is totally lit and totally right there. And then there's me in the background where you can see, like, my blurry, darkened face just standing there. But what's funny is...
You're the perv in the corner.
Exactly. What's funny is I told her, though... I said, I'm going to be shown moving side to side, like, oh, I can't see, oh, moving around. And sure as shit, there I was, just bobbing my head so I could see up and down and around people. So I looked like a tool, but whatever.
Because you are a tool.
Yeah, so, no, that episode aired, and it's really cool to go to live productions like that and see how they actually cut it all together. Because two of the things they filmed... didn't even make the show, and they're going to air them next week. And then I have a friend who went to multiple nights, and he told me that one night there was supposed to be a person being put through a table. Well, the table didn't break, So the next night, they reshot the entire thing, but they started it off with, oh, there's a brawl in the back, and they came out, and then they just did the table thing, and then did the whole promo afterwards exactly the same as they did it the night before, because it was totally a reshoot, because it didn't work the first time. So if you ever get a chance to...
Yeah, they don't make folding tables the way that they used to.
No, no.
They're not particle board with a metal frame.
No, anymore. They're
all flimsy and, you know, I can't even sit on them.
Yep.
The one that you saw, was that the one with Sting in it?
No, that was WrestleMania, which is why I wanted to talk about it. But I don't care. I just want to end this train wreck.
Okay. What's... Okay.
You want our guest to do the promos again? He did such a wonderful job last time.
I can do it unless our guest feels like he wants to.
No, go ahead, Mitch. Take us home.
All right, readers, you can reach us. Readers?
Readers. You fucked up right out of the gate. Just right out of the gate.
But you know what?
Because I'm reading.
So well for the entire podcast that we just had to give him the chance to trip himself up.
Oh, I quit.
And that's why I'm
this is the final episode of the Imperial Jamboree, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Lambert has left the building.
I'm getting you that balloon for the next time I come down.
Yeah, and we're totally going to YouTube that shit. We're going to record it, and we're going to YouTube it, because it'll be amazing.
You guys are just awful. All right, listeners, you can reach us at Facebook.com.
Did you say readers again?
No, I did not.
You did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm serious. I did not.
Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
All right, listeners.
Thank you.
You can reach us at facebook.com/imperialjamboree. You can also Twitter with us at twitter@imperial_jam. You can also catch our podcast at, shut up, imperialjamboree.podomatic.com, as well as Stitcher and on iTunes. Now back to the greatest man that ever lived, Jack Lambert.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad you do that every single week. One of these days you'll get it right.
Uh-huh.
Every single week.
No!
So, let's see. I was going to say something, but then Vader blew my train of thought because I hate that. No!
I know. I love it.
It's terrible. Well, Matt, thanks for joining us again. Watch Walking Dead so we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Go on eBay and buy that balloon. I'll kick in the $3 or $4 that it's going to cost if we have it.
I will absolutely go have on that balloon. It's going to be just a golden moment for the internet.
Just put it right up on our Facebook.
Watch it go viral.
YouTube. That'd be awesome.
You got to title it so that everyone thinks, oh, this might be interesting, and then it's just gone wrong.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. So our good friends at Skywalking Through Neverland, who we did an interview with last year around this time for Star Wars Weekends, and then we also did some cross-promotion in the early days of the Imperial Jamboree, and they have far eclipsed us. They're way better than we are. But they got selected to be at the Star Wars Celebration podcast stage. So if you're going to be in Anaheim for Star Wars Celebration, definitely go check those guys out. They're not us. They don't say dirty words, and they don't make gay jokes and dick jokes and everything else. But if you want a good source of information as far as the Disney, Star Wars universe go, because they cover Disney and Star Wars, not Disney Star Wars, then definitely go check them out. And I'm sure they'll be great live, and I'm looking forward to hearing that once they record it and get it out. So good for them. Yay. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get to go and have some fun.
Yeah, Star Wars Weekend's coming up. Why do I hear an echo? Is that you?
I think that is me. I'm sorry.
Damn it. Let's start stuttering.
Doing so well until the end.
We were. It's so good.
The wheels are just falling off the jamboree.
When does that never happen? So, all right. Star Wars Weekend's coming up, so look forward to that. Maybe we'll interview Skywalking Through Neverland again, or maybe they'll interview us, because they have way more followers and listeners than we do. Actually, we have a ton of listeners, Just no one likes our Facebook. Our downloads on Podomatic and like all the other things don't match up to the 250 of you that like us on Facebook. So after you listen to the show, go to Facebook, like us, and we'll put a picture up of Spider-Man, of Mitch blowing Spider-Man. I was going to say Spider-Man blowing Mitch. That would be a great video.
Well, after it's done.
You know, Ryan's always wanted to dress up like Spider-Man.
No. 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 Inanimate objects, sure, you can screw around with them, but.
All right. Let's go home.
Wow.
All right. Night, everyone.
Peace.
Good night.
How would you like to get paid?
How do you think, man? Units.
Very well. Rita, don't.
I will no longer be your slave.
Oh, dude. Sorry, that girl looked like she was about to get in between me and becoming stupid rich. That'll be 4 billion units, please.